Donald Trump's wife, Melania, made a personal pitch to voters at a rally for her husband in Berwyn, Pennsylvania. Mrs. Trump has not made a public speech since the Republican National Convention. Her speech there was followed by days of criticism when it came to light that some of her phrases were borrowed from a speech given by Michelle Obama. Today, she got a do-over, and NPR's Sam Sanders was there. He joins us now. And Sam, what was in this speech?
So she talked, of course, about her husband, but Ms. Trump spent a lot of time to tell her own story and her own background. She talked about growing up in Slovenia, looking up to Ronald Reagan, talked about her time as a model in the fashion industry, and then she spoke at length about coming to America.
I wanted to be an American. After a 10-year process, which included many visas and a green card, in 2006, I studied for the test and became a U.S. citizen.
And she said that being a citizen here in the U.S. is the greatest privilege in the world, and that no one values the freedoms of America more than someone like her.
Sam, we know it matters where the campaign send their surrogates in the final days. So why do you think the campaign had her speak now, and why a Pennsylvania suburb?
For Trump to win a state like Pennsylvania, he's going to have to do well in suburbs with white suburban women. I spoke with several women here in the crowd today, and I asked two people, Mickey DeBella and Joanne DiGiuseppe, if they think that Donald Trump has a problem with voters like them.
I hate to think it was because of certain things said. I mean, you know, we're voting for a president here.
I have said worse things about men than Donald Trump has said about women. So, you know what? I am guilty.
Right. Everybody's high and mighty, you know, during this election. But anyway, yeah, he is having trouble. And the women around this area are, you know, statistically not for Trump.
So these two women and all the folks here that I talked with said that they're fully behind Trump, but they admitted that he does have a problem with women voters.
Now, if Donald Trump were to win the election, Melania would, of course, be the first lady. Did she talk about what that would be like for her?
She did. And this has been spoken about before, but she outlined that one of her big issues if she becomes first lady would be to combat harassment and bullying of children.
Children and teenagers can be fragile. They are hurt when they are made fun of or made to feel less in looks or intelligence. This makes their life hard and can force them to hide and retreat. Our culture has gotten too mean and too rough.
And so she talked specifically about combating online bullying from anonymous people on social media. This could seem ironic given her husband's online persona in spaces like Twitter, which is very combative. But when I talked to several folks after the rally, they said it's different with Trump. He doesn't go after children. He goes after adults who attack him.
That's Sam Sanders in Berwyn, Pennsylvania. Sam, thank you.
Thanks so much, Audie.